How was that for you?
Awkward.
Mm.
Awkward. I like to think our sports coverage on this station is fair, and we've got a reputation for saying it how it is. And I thought today highlighted everything that is wrong with Leeds United in their transfer policy in the transfer window. And I've got to be honest, I don't think some of those answers are good enough.
He seemed to be squirming a little bit in his seat at a couple of those questions. Mm. Well done, by the way. It was a spot on interview, asking the questions that, at the end of the day, the fans want the answers to.
Yeah, we don't want stock answers. We want the answers that people want to know. You know, I've just seen there. We're editing. We're looking at the video. Anyone can see. Today we're missing a big striker. They've just had a month to buy one. Mm. Chris Wood hadn't just got injured this morning. He's been injured for 6 weeks now. Why have they not replaced him? You can't come out and use that as an excuse for not winning today. They have had time to rectify that. They haven't rectified it.
This has been the excuse for the last sort of three... Well, I know he came back last week, Chris Wood.
Mm.
Prior to that, you know what I mean? He's had, what, 3-4 weeks missing. So they've known about this for over, almost 2 months,
yeah.
You would have thought.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It's still not being addressed. And you were simply asking the question, why?
Why? Yeah, why? I mean, I had to reiterate at the end. I said, do you understand why the fans are frustrated? You know, that's the thing. You look on Twitter, and it's gone mad, by the way. You can watch it at TV Yorkshire on the Twitter if you want to have a look at it yourself and judge for yourself. But... Lee, I like Steve, right? I ain't got a problem. Like I said, he's an honest manager. He might not be the best one. I mean, that's a strange thing to say, isn't it?
Yeah.
I might not be the best manager. So you're admitting you're not good enough for the job there. You might as well have said that. You know, I think today's a watershed for Evans. And I asked him the question. It's all right him saying the squad's not good enough. He said last week he wanted to win games, wanted to improve his squad, win games. They don't improve a squad, they're not winning games. What does Chelino think? And I asked him that. What does the president have to ask him that? Well, is he not spoken to him that, hang on, if we're not going to get the players in, the results probably aren't going to come as you want them.
The interview today, it's very different to any Steve Evans interview I've heard.
Mm.
He's been very positive. He's spoken about how proud he is to be the. I still don't think he knows if he's a manager or a head coach yet. You know what I mean? But today there hasn't been that. He's been quite prickly in his response, and what he said about Sol Bamba, that has now, in my eyes, that's pretty much confirmed that there's an issue there between them two.
Yeah.
I mean,
we weren't privy to the interview. I know Phil Hayes spoke to him last week and ran the story in the paper on Thursday, Friday, and basically he said Sol Bamba couldn't have made it any clearer. He wanted to leave Leeds United. To say that he hasn't spoken to him about him being left, this is his club captain, by the way. He hasn't spoken to him about being dropped. And I said, he's obviously going to be frustrated. And he said, that's his problem. That's not how you treat people. There might be a time, Belushi gets sent off, we always use Belushi getting sent off, might be Liam Cooper gets sent off or pulls an hamstring, and you need Bamba next week. What's his frame of mind going to be?
Mm.
You know, it's a squad game, isn't it? I don't know. I don't buy that. If it's a lot of put your arm around, he's absolutely heartbroken, and that was what's happened. That's the reaction. That's what the fans want to know. They want to know he's heartbroken. I think probably Big Sol is heartbroken. But you can't come out and say, I don't support him, it's his problem. No, it's not. It's a team game. Yeah. It's a squad game.
Well, the thing is, Bamba was interviewed on, I believe it was LUTV during the week, and his version, or the way that Sol speaks to the media, he's like, you know, I'm just happy, I want to be helping the lads out, can't wait to get playing again, this, that and the other. That is how you handle yourself in public and when you're dealing with the media. I feel that Steve Evans has let his guard down a little bit today, and I think maybe, I don't know if it... I'm not going to use a term, he sounded like a defeated man. I'm not going to go that far. I don't think we're quite there yet.
No.
But I feel that this may be the beginning of possibly a rocky patch for Steve Evans. I don't want to say the beginning of the end.
I said on Thursday when we went to Thorpe Patch and interviewed him, he had the look of a man who wanted to come in and say, look, fans, I'm as disappointed as you are. I wanted to bring players in, X, Y and Z. I've tried to bring X, Y and Z in, and I'm not allowed to bring X, Y and Z in. I'm as annoyed as you are, but that's not my fault. Today, I think he almost said that talking about budgets, and that's not my decision. I can't make those decisions. He's almost passing the blame on. There is frustration. He came in and said he would bring players in. He did his business early. He said he would bring more players in. Those players haven't come in. And I think now people are starting to say, who's managing this? You know, who is in charge?
But it concerned me about how matter of fact he was about. Well, it's clear that you know, some of these players have got to go. You know, they're not Leeds United material. They're going to have to go before we can you know, bring in these other these newer players to kind of improve on what we've got. And that,
but that ain't the message we got last week, when we've got no money in the bank and there's money to spend, and if we want to spend it, we'll spend it.
And he said that the club's got a top six budget.
Yeah. I asked Phil here, I mean, we had a chat afterwards. It was like almost a "did that really just happen" moment. And it was like, who's earning the money? If that's the top six, but they've got a small squad, when you actually look at who plays,
yeah,
who's earning all that money? I can't imagine Kasper Sloth's on a massive amount of money, or you know, Luke Murphy took a pay cut, to be fair. So Leeds can't be unhappy with, they've just given him a new contract. They can't be unhappy with how much he's earning. You know, that's, these are things you've got to look at. Who is he going to get rid of? You know, there's players on the fringe. Bataka just come into the club. Chiellino cannot be unhappy how much money he's earning. He's just giving him a contract.
Yeah.
So the trouble is now, Lee, there's a lot of threads that are coming out, because every week we're getting a different angle on the same question. And that's when people start to pull at things and go, well, hang on, you said that last week. Now you're saying this. What's the truth? And
the thing is, unfortunately, I mean, you know, I'm a not a huge fan of Steve Evans, but he won me over when he first arrived. You know, give it that. I think he may have been tactically figured out a little bit now, and sides are setting up the same way when they come to Elland Road.
Well, I made a tweet after, Lee. You know, I said, look, plan A worked last week to a treat. Mm. Sadly, Forest were a bit more tactically aware. They weren't as naive as Bolton were last week.
Michael Brown said exactly the same.
You know, and that's the thing. You're going to get teams. There's a simple fact. I'd love to actually go through the figures and see teams that have come to Elland Road and said, I'll tell you what, there's the ball. I watch it. It's almost like you're watching Leeds United drowning. And Forest are saying, there's the water. Jump in. Just jump in. You jump in whenever you want. And Leeds eventually jump in and they can't do anything about it. They can't get themselves out. And that's the problem. Forest today, Steve Evans, like watching paint dry. It is.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, Leeds fans would rather be 13 games unbeaten going towards the playoffs watching paint dry than watching, I would class that as paint drying this afternoon, and losing at home 1-0.
Yeah. Lots of people getting involved on Twitter. The whole Leeds United setup is, well, I can't use the word, but there's no professional structure there. People, Jonathan Wood has dropped in and said, most honest, really, in regards to Steve Evans. A lot of people getting in touch actually and saying what a cracking job Michael Brown did today on commentary with you.
Are they?
Yeah,
he's good. He's sometimes, I mean, as good as great, he's great, Greg, don't get me wrong. Apart from that cup of tea, I mean, Brownie got a cup of tea at half time as well. That's been recognised. It's nice to get a different pair of eyes, isn't it, watching it and having
it
another opinion.
Yeah.
He's good, actually, Brownie. Bit worried about his timekeeping, but he did say he was going to be late, so we'll let him off.
Yeah, he got there eventually. We've had more tweets coming in. First poor defensive interview I've seen from Evans. This is from another Mark Wilson. It says, normally he's honest and he's positive, and he's got hashtag pressure there. You found that as well. I mean, you're getting to look into the man's eyes. Did you see a different Steve Evans today?
Yeah, I saw one on Thursday. I saw a man who, for the first time, his party line has been outstanding so far, to the point where he's getting stick off the fans because they feel he's not telling the truth. I thought he came out, and anyone witnessing that interview on Thursday, as I said before, was a man. He might as well have come out and said, look, fans, I'm as annoyed as you are.
Yeah.
I want players in here. I'm not getting them in. What we've got ain't good enough. He said that before. So looking at him today, I actually said to, again, talking to Phil, but we worked closely together, I wasn't looking forward to the interview because he knew it was going to be a tough one, because there's questions he'd asking that he might not be prepared to answer. But the fans want to know. The fans have got a right to know what's going on. You can't come out and say we've got money, and then now he's saying we're not going to spend money we ain't got. And as Phil said right at the end of it, well, there comes a point where you've got to pay the going rate. If the going rate is more than you're prepared to spend, well, are Leeds a big club? Are they going to go into League One where they can afford $4,000 a week on a player? Or are they actually going to say, you know what, we do need a centre-forward, we don't want to pay X number of grand a week, but we're going to go get it because we need him, and that's how we're going to build this club. I understand the thing about spending money they haven't got, but they keep telling us they've got money.
Well, that's it, yeah, this top six budget that's apparently there. You know, last week, I believe it was actually when I was covering Home Time, I believe it was, and Wednesday night or the Thursday night, and we'd seen on Twitter from a chap who apparently is in the know with regards Leeds United matters, and he'd put a tweet out: Leeds have made an offer for a striker, understood to be a very low offer indeed. News at story will break tomorrow. The story then came out the following day that Leeds had put a bid in for Sam Winnall. £300,000, I believe it was. How many goals has Sam Winnall got in his last few games? What's up to now? He's about 15, something like that.
Yeah, he's 16. Got 16 for the season. But I don't know if he scored the other night or today, but yeah, he's 16. Yeah, it's interesting because I asked Greg about this, and Greg said actually, when you look at the offer, it's not that far away, as in, but he said it probably could have been a bit higher. There'll have been a lot of add-ons.
I was going to say, it's probably going to rise up to
half a million,
isn't it?
The problem is, QPR have got lots of money. They've just gone and paid £2.5 million for a kid, same kind of stats, same division. That determines the market value.
Yeah, true.
So to go in, you know, it's all right, we've got bids in for players. Yeah, all right, well, me and you will put a tenner in. We'll put a bid in for Messi, £10. We can publicise we've made a bid for him. He ain't coming, is he?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, what are you... Come on, be realistic. You know, if they'd have then gone back and said, I'll tell you what, we'll give you £500,000, and go public, say, well, we'll give you £500,000. You're almost forcing Barnsley to say, no, we want £1 million or we want whatever. They've never actually done that, you know, and... Yeah. If that's how they're doing business, are they ever going to get the players that they want?
Yeah.
You know, it's all right getting Dia Garaga. There's actually a principle in there that Brentford were happy to let him go. Brentford were happy to, you know, they felt they couldn't keep him or he wanted out. Yeah, off you go, mate. You get yourself off, you know, £500,000. £500,000. And today Leeds are lacking a centre forward. That £500,000 could have bought Sam Winnall, couldn't it?
It certainly could have done. It certainly could. You've been an advocate from the get-go regarding the Kyle Lafferty deal. Still thinking that there's mileage in it.
Oh, I think there's almost an inevitability about that deal. I don't want it to happen because it's so. They could have had him 6 weeks. They could have got him on if they'd have really wanted him. They could have got him.
Yeah.
Are they trying to get him on the cheap? It means they just wasted 6 weeks of the season. You know, I hope it doesn't happen. I'm not sure it's the right.
Well, the thing is, though, where else are you, you know, imagine we don't know who else they've been looking at, if anybody, do we? But
well, let's be fair, the Dia Garaga deal came a little bit left field. No one saw that. Carriol, no one saw that. So that's fair play. You know, that's fair play to Leeds. I said at the time when they did them, wow, you know, they've done well. They've kept it quiet. They've got the job done.
Yeah.
And then they go in for Winnall and you think, oh, come on, fellas, really? Come on, play the game. Offer the money. You know, you've got that... They've just sold Byron for £3.75 million. Do you think Barnsley don't? Do you think no one's told Barnsley that?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think they've got any money. Yeah, you can have him for 300. Come on, get serious, and then don't come out and complain.
Yeah.
You know they're wanting £10 million for Cook minimum, turning bids down. You can't kick it away with one and not expect to get kicked back with the other.
Bit of a dodgy old situation, by the way, at Barnsley, isn't it? With the managerial situation down
not
there.
Not happy. We, you know what? We've praised Barnsley on a Monday night for sticking with him. Lost 8 on the spin. Lost 8 on the spin. They didn't sack him. And then he jumped ship. There's no loyalty in football.
None whatsoever,
You know what? Lee Johnson, put it on record now. I hope Bristol City get relegated. I hope you get sacked.
Ooh! There we go. Tell you what, you've had one of them days at the office, haven't you, son?